8:23. In 3 seconds, I'll be 8:24. Now.
There you go.
Let's bring in Jimmy Carr into the studio. He's Britain's best stand-up comedian.
Yay! Morning.
Hooray.
How are you? You all right?
I'm good. How are you, Skinny?
Yeah, really well.
Really well.
Look at him. I came in this morning. I had a proper, a cab. Got a taxi in because it was early in the morning.
Right.
I didn't want to drive. And I said, could we stick on Radio 1? And he went, oh, I don't really listen to Radio 1 that much. Is Chris on there? And I went, yeah, it's Chris. And he went, oh, I love that, Evans.
Did he really?
Amazing. Clearly he'd been in some sort of time loop. He's been out in that cab for about 10 years.
It's about...
More, 13.
13 years since Chris left, I think.
Mm. A finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
They've built new roads that he doesn't know about.
Yeah, exactly. So, good morning.
Good morning.
You look very, very well. Look at him.
Well, I'm good. Back after Christmas. I put on a bit of weight over Christmas. I had some, lovely, delicious food.
Fat pig.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about your the six-pack that you're working on.
I'm not working on a six-pack.
It's just
I've got nothing. I've got a family pack. Well, that's value.
Look, no, but no. You've never shown me your belly before. I think you're secretly proud of that. Be honest.
Yeah, I'm, yeah.
You are. Come on, you showed me. I mean, out of all the, the years we've known each other, I've never shown you my belly.
Yeah. The other bits, yes, but not belly.
Sure,
no.
Well, I'm proud of my other bits more than my belly. And you had a nice break over Christmas and New Year.
All of that lovely stuff. So presumably you're going to lose all of your body weight climbing up a mountain, aren't you?
I'm hoping.
I would imagine.
That's what I would like. Mm. I would like to lose a lot of weight.
Yeah, come back svelte.
That would be good.
Can you imagine if we didn't recognise you when you came back? And you just look like a completely different person.
I don't think that's going to happen.
But that'd be good if it did, though, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah.
I like the idea that you're going up there with all these people and you're the only one. We lose communication for 2 days and you're the only one that comes back and you never mention what happened.
Mm.
You just go, what happened? You go, well, I'm not really. I don't want to discuss it. I blacked out. It's fine. Whatever,
And that would be a great film, wouldn't it? Whatever happened to Ronan Keating? Or whatever.
I love the fact that Gary Barlow and Ronan Keating are both going up there. There's no way that Ronan Keating's going to let him live.
No way. It is an extraordinary lineup. I was talking to somebody about it yesterday, and every time I explain it to someone, like a friend or anything, it always sounds like I'm making it up.
It does, yeah. So it sounds like something. Remember that show Stella Street?
Yeah. Mm.
It sounds exactly like a Stella Street schoolhouse.
Stella Mountain.
But imagine if they actually use this trip to create the ultimate band in the world and they all collaborated at the end and you had this super group involving Ronan Keating and Gary Barlow and
then two random Sherpas.
Yeah.
Who wrote the song?
And me and Rachel.
You know, every year in I'm a Celebrity, there's some random song that comes out. Insania, and this year, Timmy Mallett had an attempt. Yeah, maybe you're going to end up coming up with a song with Ronan
we're
and Gary.
Come up with a song called Chris Moyles Had to Be Stretched Down the Mountain After Three Days. Do. I was saying to my friend Abby last night, so I'm telling her about it. She's going, I said we had to go to this oxygen chamber and find out how we deal with the low altitudes and all of that. And I was saying... Ronan was
low
fine.
Altitude.
High altitude.
I would have thought high altitude.
Thinking of diving.
And I was saying that Ronan was struggling to breathe and find it quite difficult. And Jason was going a bit blue. And she's going, Jason who? And I'm like, Jason Donovan. Is he doing it? I'm like, no. Jason was going to do it, but he now can't do it because he's doing the musical version of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. And all of it just sounds made up. The whole thing. Yeah, every time we talk about it.
Yeah, you sound like an auntie I used to have who was a little bit mad and used to claim people had come into her tea shop.
But we had a dinner recently, all the climbers, all of us together, and the special guest speaker to inspire us on our climb was David Walliams, who hasn't climbed a mountain, but has swam. And so he was trying to talk about the swimming side of things as opposed to the walking side of things, and it was just... And I'm sitting there going, this is a very odd evening.
That's a tough crowd, though, isn't it?
That's a nightmare
of an audience to talk to.
That's exactly what he said to me afterwards.
He's absolutely right.
But it'll be good, and I will be pestering you for some kind of donation, to support me.
Well, don't panic. Yeah, I'll do that.
I'm doing it for the kids.
Because it's full comic relief, isn't it?
Yeah.
Unless something terrible happens, in which case...
99% of what I raise will go straight to comic relief, yeah.
99. I love that when Williams did that swim across the channel, he went, 50% goes to charity.
Yeah.
It didn't, obviously. Yeah.
It was like 75.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I said to Kevin at Comic Relief, give me 1% of what I raise. That's all I ask. Which I think, it will be an incentive for me to raise more money.
I think it might be, yeah.
He just laughed and walked away. I don't think he didn't take me very seriously. But, you know, it's a shame you're not coming with us. It would have been good.
It would have been fun. Well, you know, them's the breaks. I just don't care enough. I said, tragically, I don't care enough.
Well, you will probably be on tour whilst we're up the mountain.
Yeah, I think I am. I think it's all, it's all booked in, it's all done.
Have you got his dates?
Yep. Okay. When do you start your mountain?
We go on Saturday the 28th of February when Jimmy will be in Derry.
Right, I'm in January, hang on. Well, yeah, no, you're right. And then the dates finish on that on my list.
I know, the thing with Jimmy is, he's so greedy that he tours constantly.
Greedy? I'm bringing joy to the world, my friend.
Well, there is that.
Joy to the world.
How many weeks a year do you tour?
All the weeks.
All the way.
Every week I'm out playing. What was that last night? Chichester. It was lovely in Chichester.
It's nice, isn't it?
And Billy Piper was there last night.
Yeah, Billy came along, yeah. Billy and Lawrence.
Oh, very nice.
My lovely husband, yeah. It's good fun. They didn't bring their kid. They thought, yeah, he doesn't find me funny.
No.
That's 4 month old children for
you. Do you know Billy?
Yeah, a little bit. I met her on holiday, weirdly. Right. In another Stella Street style. Oh, you're staying in the hotel? We've both been on television. Let's have a chat. She's lovely.
Were you sunbathing together?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, we were.
I had a recent
treat for her.
I had a recent trip like that with Holly Willoughby.
Mm.
Sitting by the pool. Me and Sophie and Holly and Dan. It was very nice. Mm.
We are the captains of the Lucky Club. Look at it. Literally the captains of the Lucky Club.
Right, let me have a look. Let's have a look at these dates then. So, while we're up the mountain, Jimmy is going to play Derry, Belfast, Tunbridge Wells, Halifax, Preston, Milton Keynes...
I think that's more of an achievement than you're climbing up a mountain.
Do you know what? That's not bad, actually. I've got to admit.
Trying to do Belfast and Tunbridge Wells in 24 hours is an achievement.
Oh, yeah. It's a hell of a thing. Never been done before.
Mm.
Now, I need tips on DJing.
Yeah, you're on tonight. Hang on, before we get into that, I've got so much to talk to you about.
Go on.
I was on Car Park Catchphrase last year when Jimmy was on the show, and he sent me free tickets for his Southport show. What a legend. I really enjoyed it, says Chris.
Oh, that's very sweet, yeah.
Isn't that good? I saw Jimmy on Sunday at the Hammersmith Apollo.
Yeah, I was there.
What, you just played last week?
Yeah, it was kind of like an overflow gig from last year, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Was just wondering if you could ask him what a chair would look like if our knees bent the other way. He failed to answer when asked by an audience member.
Well, I said any questions from the audience and someone said, what would a chair look like if our knees bent the other way? I don't think that's a fair question. I'm in the middle of a show, I'm expecting something rude, maybe an insult, I could deal with that. But the chair, leg, knee, what?
Would it not look the same?
No.
Why?
Because your knees bend the other way.
Yeah, but you just sort of... They just go out straight, wouldn't they?
Yeah, exactly like that. Well done. Well mimed there, with
Thank
an ease
you.
Going the
yeah,
right
so
way.
So he's right. You would just, you would,
just
your ass would
same,
still sit on the
right?
chair in
if
the same
my,
way.
If my knees went that way instead of that way, then you'd be the same.
Oh, it might be a chair with like a ramp, like when people go skateboard, like a skateboarding ramp.
Like a half pipe.
You can see why I didn't answer, because the comedy's not really shining
okay,
through,
fine,
is it?
Okay, fine, all right, whatever, that's fine.
What?
Jimmy was great last night in Chichester, so funny. He also stayed and signed autographs from people, says Lisa and Miles from Bognor Regis.
Well, I always do that, but where else have I got to go?
Well, no, I know, but I think that's a nice thing that you do.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just, that's my lack of drink and drug problem.
There's always that bit in the show where Jimmy says, if you're going to see him live, Jimmy will say, after the show, you know, if anyone's interested, I'll be hanging around in the foyer. If anybody wants to come up and get a photo or an autograph or something, you know, I'll be there.
Hmm.
And everybody's waiting because they think it's the beginning of a joke. And then there's a bit of silence. He goes, no, it's not a joke. I really will be there. So feel free to come up and there's always deathly silence.
Yeah, just nothing at all. We'll have an awkward pause now. Oh, you're way ahead of me. Well done, everyone.
Jimmy Carr is coming to my uni in Aberystwyth in February. Whoop whoop. See? You're never at home.
Aberystwyth, beautiful though.
Oh, be careful, there's no phone reception out there.
Be careful, there's no phone reception.
Yeah, well, you know, it takes some...
It's like living in the 70s.
You have to use payphones.
I get the cab driver from this morning to take me, who thinks it's 13 years ago.
It's what, Alad?
Orange, you're fine with orange.
You're fine with orange.
I never got anything.
Other phone networks are available.
Jimmy is back on the road with his latest tour, Joke Technician, following his previous sellout, Repeat Offender Tour, and another successful series of 8 out of 10 cats.
I love the way when you look at look down at a little bit of paper, it really sounds like you're going, yeah, all right, fine. Well, contractual obligation.
He has broken box office records by performing to more than 500,000 people in the past 3 years. That's quite an achievement. How much a ticket?
I don't know.
Tenner?
That's like, I don't know, maybe 20 quid or something?
Maybe 20
Whoa,
quid?
500,000 times 20 quid.
We kept it low, though, this year, because everyone's sort of feeling it a bit. I must say, I think audiences are better this January than they have been, like, in the last 6 months.
Oh, really?
Because I think there's that thing where a lot of people, obviously, you know, the credit crunch is happening. The news is really grim every day. And I think people aren't going on holiday or buying new cars, but they are going out to shows.
Yeah.
Because you've got to treat yourself.
I'm damn right.
You've got to go and do something.
I see that when you played two nights at the Bath Pavilion, yeah. Or Bath, as you would say.
Bath, yeah.
£22 to Jimmy Carr. But can I say that's it's £22 well spent.
Is that with the booking fee or without?
I think so.
Right. You can say that, but it won't make it true.
What?
If it's your sort of thing, it's worth it, but otherwise, you know, there's
Jimmy Carr, joke technician, extra date for Newcastle City Hall.
I've only called it joke technician because it makes it sound like it's a proper job. I don't know what the equivalent would be DJing-wise.
By the way, it's £2 cheaper if you want to go see him in Newcastle than it is in Bath.
Is that the north-south divide kicking in?
I don't know what it is.
They're not being greedy with this.
I don't know what it is. Yeah, £20. And how long do you do on stage?
2 hours.
See?
It's like a tenner an hour.
How much would that break down? How much would that break down to a minute, Dave?
A tenner an hour?
Yeah.
Or you just divide the tenner by 60?
So would that be what?
You just divide the tenner by 60. All right, yeah, go on.
Yeah, well, £10 is made up of 1,000 pence.
Is that how you make up £10? Okay, good.
Yep.
Has Gordon Brown got him?
Yeah, he's... Yeah.
I mean, is he signed up? Is he
Yes, that's the worrying thing. Yes, he is.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, listen.
Okay.
Dave was the advisor for Northern Rock in the last few months.
He's trying to sort out the credit crunch at the moment, aren't you, Dave?
£10 for an hour.
Yep.
Divided by 60.
£5 for half an hour.
Yep.
£2.50 for 15 minutes.
Yep.
So you're looking at...
£2.50 divided by 15... Well, if it was divided by 10, it would be 25 pence. I don't know, about 15 pence a minute.
That's the And that is the way you answer maths questions, if anyone's listening. It's, the answer will tend to be about or around, or it's probably about... yeah, good. Well
15 to 20 pence a minute.
Let me ask Jimmy a question that we asked you earlier. Dominic Byrne walks at 3 miles an hour.
He walks at 3 miles an hour?
Yeah.
He
walks for an hour and a half.
Right.
How far does he walk?
4.5 miles.
Yeah.
Or roughly 5.
Yes, there you go.
Exactly what I said.
Yeah, roughly 5 miles.
There
you
go.
Yeah. See, the benefit of the doubt. People sometimes speed up when they're being measured.
Exactly. Hills and stuff.
So the point of that is, if Jimmy's playing in a town near you or a city, go and see him. Because on average, a couple of jokes a minute?
Yeah, 3.
Bargain.
3 a minute. Don't try and work out how many minutes.
5 pence a joke.
Yes. Stop trying to quote facts about things when you haven't worked it out. It's crazy.
I'm like a robot.
Well, it's very, it's well worth going to see.
It's all right, you know. Hey, listen, I'm taking over from, whatever, Zane.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it, don't worry.
Okay.
You're here for ages, don't we? We've got loads of time.
All right, lovely.
Just chill. Seriously. Right. Chillax.
Chillax.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Okay, cowabunga, Chris. Cowabunga.
Don't say that tonight.
Down with the kids.
Yeah, I'm down with it.
Yeah.
You know I'm down with it.
Of course you are.
Hey, no one's as down with it as you are, though.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
So I roll, baby.
You and Billy in reception were well bonding.
Of course.
Right, so Jimmy's here. If you want to ask him a question, feel free. 03700 100 100 or text 81199. But I will warn you, we may run out of time because with Jimmy coming in, we thought it was absolutely perfect opportunity to play with Jimmy Carr and Dominic Byrne's son, Are You Smarter Than a 5-Year-Old?
Are you smarter than a 5-Year-Old?
So we're going to do that later on in the show this morning.
I don't know if I'm smarter than a 5-Year-Old, but I'm pretty sure I could take one in a fight.
Right, okay.
Are you smarter than a 5-Year-Old?
Are we doing that feature?
Do you want it? Seriously, do you want to push it? Because Finn could be down here and he'll kick your ass.
Yeah, Andy knows Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Seriously, he'll punch you in the knee. In fact, Finn was saying to us only the other day...
I would not mind doing that for comic relief. You know, sometimes they do those boxing matches. Yeah, I'll take on the child.
Bang. Jimmy?
Hello, yeah. Jimmy Carr. I look forward to beat you in a quiz.
Right, syntax all over the place.
Hello, Jimmy Carr. I look forward to beat you in a quiz.
Look forward to beating you in a quiz. Yeah, okay.
Oi, that's my son, you.
Well, all right, maybe you should have made more of an effort parenting.
Hello, Jimmy Carr. I look forward to beat you in a quiz.
Yeah, big gap there, big breath halfway through the sentence. Yeah, not a natural broadcaster. Let's move on.
I told you he'd be very sensitive towards the little kiddie voice. You know how the rest of our audience go, oh, and Jimmy goes, I don't think you will, actually. And by the way, you pronounced it wrong. Your grammar is appalling. Come and have a go if you think you're hard enough. I can't wait. I really can't wait to get into this quiz. I think it's going to be great.
Why is Dominic standing behind me so
because
ominously?
Because
we're doing the news.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, try and get the syntax right.
Right, Jimmy's in. 81199 if you want to send us a text. We'll play Are You Smarter Than a 5-Year-Old in just a bit.
Digital. FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
So we're going to do the news now, and then we're going to play UK's number one from Lady Gaga. We'll play some Coldplay, and then I think we'll go straight into the quiz with Jimmy Carr, who is on tonight for Zane at 7 o'clock. It's 8:39.
8:42 now.
Yes. Can't wait for this battle coming up in a bit. Who is smarter, Dominic Byrne's 5-year-old son or Jimmy Carr?
Jimmy Carr. Jimmy Carr. Jimmy Carr.
These are the original lyrics to the song.
Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy. Carr, 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 carr.
Well, we've got the intro music.
Yeah, exactly.
Marvellous.
Jimmy Carr. Jimmy Carr down.
Have you seen that wrestler movie?
No.
The Mickey Rourke thing?
No.
It's very rocky.
Is it?
Is it good?
You know what? It is good. But everyone's going, oh, Mickey Rourke's amazing in it because he plays this kind of has-been guy that's on his last legs. And you go, yeah, that isn't acting. That's filming.
Yeah.
Some people say he's going to get an Oscar.
I think he might.
Do you think so?
But hasn't he had more work done than Jackie Stallone? Has he got, like, big lips and stuff?
His face has changed
totally. It's so perfect for the role. It's like they wrote it around. Mm. It is amazing.
I think it's fair to say, I think you can say without any worry of legal action that he might have had surgery.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not worried.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, Jimmy Carr is playing the Broadway Theatre in Peterborough.
Yeah, that is true.
So feel free to sing the Jimmy Carr Rocky theme at him.
Yeah, give it a go.
Yeah, or mock him after he gets beaten by Dominic's 5-year-old.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
That will be great.
How many questions are in this quiz? I'm getting nervous now. 97.
Hello, Jimmy Carr. I look forward to beating you in a quiz.
Yeah.
We've got 7 questions.
Okay, 7 questions.
So, Rachel said you don't have to do all of them. I completely disagree. I think we should do every single one.
Of course,
we should absolutely go all the way through.
All right, come on.
All right, well, there's 2 records and then in.
2 records?
Yeah.
What have we got? We got anything good?
Coldplay and Lady Gaga.
It's not going to get much better than that.
What do you want to hear first?
Coldplay.
See, you alert this DJ thing's going to be a doddle tonight.
He's like a pro.
Are you pressing the buttons tonight?
If you like. If that helps.
No, I don't mean for me. I mean, were you physically pressing the buttons on the desk? I'm not asking if you'll be pressing my buttons tonight.
There aren't any buttons. It's a record player, isn't it?
That's right.
Yeah. Do you know what? Yes, it is. Mm,
yeah, I'll be fine.
Make sure you bring your 78.
Listen, if Zane Lowe can handle it, I'm sure I can.
Jimmy's on tonight at 7. But before that, the battle will happen between Dominic Byrne's son and Jimmy Carr.
Going down.
It's long, this intro, isn't it? Longer than you think.
Here we go.
Hello, Jimmy Carr. I look forward to beating you in a quiz.
Lady Gaga, Just Dance, it's 8:50. Good morning, everybody. This is Chris Moyle Show, International Radio 1. And tonight will be the Jimmy Carr Show, International Radio 1.
We've got this standing in for Zane Lowe thing. Have you seen the other people that have been standing in?
Yep. Yeah. Orchestras are cool, like, people.
Proper cool people that have got records.
Yeah, but do you know what?
And then me with my now hits album.
You know what? They all needed help. They all had to have a radio and DJ with them to help them. I believe you are on your own.
Oh, yeah, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's all right. No one's listening. It's fine. Hmm. It's on in the evenings. People listen in the morning.
Hello? Hello, is Jimmy here? Hello? Hello?
That'll be exactly it for 2 hours.
Please. I heard your show when you filled in for Dermot O'Leary on Radio 2.
It's Radio 2, though. That's easy. It's just the old folks. You just got to calm them down. Hello? Have another biscuit and a Horlicks.
Right, are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play. Okay. I can.
Jimmy, Jimmy, Jimmy Carr. Jimmy Carr Show. Jimmy Carr. Jimmy Carr on Radio 1.
Oh, there you go.
With Chris Miles.
Right, thanks. Right, it's time to play. Five.
I can drive a car, I've got a house. What do you want?
Okay.
You're 5.
Jimmy Carr against Dominic Byrne's son, Finn. I can't wait for this. As Finn says...
Hello, Jimmy Carr. I look forward to beating you in a quiz.
That's right.
All right, Finn, whatever. Bring it.
So Finn and Dominic had a little chat. So Dominic is obviously Finn's father and trainer.
Hello, Finn.
Hello.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm tired.
You're tired? Why are you tired?
Because I had a long day at school.
Did you? What did you learn at school today?
I don't know.
Well, then you can't be tired if you don't know what you learned.
I forgot.
You forgot. Okay. Now, do you know what we're going to do today? We're going to have a quiz and we're going to try to beat Jimmy Carr.
Who's Jimmy Carr? Does he drive a car?
No, he does drive a car, but his job is a comedian.
What's a comedian?
His job is to tell jokes.
Is he like a chameleon?
No, not like a chameleon, he's a comedian. Right, are you ready? We've got 10 questions. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm going to be more tired then.
No, listen, try not to be tired, okay?
Now, with any other guest, this will be such a cutesy little feature.
Look at Jimmy's face.
But with Jimmy looks disgusted.
I'm just saying, I had a long day at school. Did you leave at 3? Did you get there at 9 and leave at 3? You had a long day, did you? And what did you learn? Nothing.
Would you like to answer this question? Do you drive a car?
Yes, I do drive a car. Do you? Or is it like the Flintstones? Do you run along underneath? Do you in the back garden? Get in nowhere.
It's so paternal. It's lovely.
All right, let's play Who's Smarter Than a 5-Year-Old? I'm smarter than a 5. Question number one.
Yeah.
Question number one. Go on.
What is the best joke in the world?
Okay, Jimmy Carr, what is the best joke in the world?
Radio 1 this time in the morning. I think it's, what's the similarity between Alexander the Great and Winnie the Pooh?
I don't know.
Middle name. It's an adorable children's joke this time of the morning. What do you want?
Does he get a point for that?
Well, I don't know.
Let's hear what Finn's got to say about the best joke in the world.
What is the best joke in the world?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor who?
You just said it.
Mate, he's funnier. That is good, isn't it?
Well, I'm going to give the point to Finton.
Ah, 1 point to Finn.
Finton?
Yeah, that's his name.
Oh, we've just made up a word, okay.
No, his name is Finton.
Oh, no, fine, yeah, okay, let's just let that go. Fine.
Yeah, imagine having a silly name, Jimmy Carr. All right, let's go for question number two.
Jimmy Carr.
Which country is Mount Kilimanjaro in? Because Chris and Rachel are about to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. But which country is it in?
Easy. Right, Finn to go first.
Oh, no, you go first.
Well, I know, though, so I don't want to spoil it. Because Finn's maybe got a funny answer.
But I'll let you go first, then.
Well, it's either India or Pakistan or Nepal. Mm. Is it Afghanistan?
Is that your final answer?
Afghanistan?
No. I'll go for... India.
India. Mm. Finn?
Spain?
So Finn says Spain. What? I can tell you the answer is Tanzania.
Tanzania.
So you weren't even in the right continent.
And it also said, like, you were about to say Dubai at one of those times.
Afghanistan is a fine guess.
Right.
So what, that's no points each?
No points each. Yeah. Question number three.
What is the name of the main character in Toy Story?
I don't know if I can say that at this time of the morning. I don't think I can. I don't want to mess it up for anyone. All right, fine. Woody.
All right. Does Finn know the answer?
Woody's
made out of wood. It's a point to the pair of you. Now we've got a game on.
Neck
right?
and neck.
It's surprisingly tense.
Yeah. It's not. It's 2-1 to Finn, isn't it?
Because you gave him the joke.
Yes, it is.
2-1, yeah.
I'm judging Judy.
Yeah. Sorry, Judy.
Okay. Question four for Jimmy Carr.
All right, question four. Come on.
Can you sing a little bit of the Kaiser Chiefs?
Yes, I can.
Sorry,
that's
Jimmy,
not enough.
May you sing a little bit of the Kaiser
Or will you?
May you sing, yeah. What? It's the turn of the century. And one of the house guests has asked, may you sing?
Don't get out of it. Can you sing any of the Kaiser 2 songs?
I predict a riot. No, it's not in a cocky voice.
Why do you do this? Yeah. It's not Mary Poppins.
It is a bit Mary Poppins, isn't it?
No.
What did you learn at school? I learned nothing.
Well, that's better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, can Finn sing the Kaiser Chiefs? I think a point to both.
Yeah, I think so.
Despite the fact that actually the lyrics that Finn sang instead of Ruby, Ruby, Ruby were...
All right. I'm warming to this kid. Are you thinking about keeping him?
I think we will. Yeah,
keep hold of him. He seems all right.
I think we will.
All right, question number 5.
Where did the Great Fire of London start?
Manchester. No, is it Pudding Lane?
Pudding Lane, all right, that's your answer. Let's go for Finn's answer.
Something like that, isn't it? Is that wrong?
Where did the Great Fire of London start?
In a bakery, somebody in the evening, he forgot to turn off the oven, and then it made a great big fire. The lane was Pudding Lane.
Never in a million years.
I promise.
Never.
He's doing fire as his topic at school, so he knew that.
What, where's he going to school? Borstal? What's no, that?
That's what they were doing all about fire.
Fire as a subject.
This
fire
morning, children, we're talking about arson.
Fire safety.
I'm studying geography, history and arson.
point each for that.
A point yeah, each, all right.
So, yeah.
This is good. I'm lucky to be in this.
Finn leads 4-3, by the way, for those who are keeping track
of
the scores.
Come on, Jimmy.
Come on.
Question six.
What is the capital of Venezuela?
Ah, V. It's definitely V, isn't it? I've got no. I did more sort of human geography.
Do you know what? Do you know what, Jimmy? You're crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy.
You're bonkers. You're
crazy.
Crazyville.
No.
Crazy Town.
No.
Is it Crazy Town? I thought that was just a show.
No.
I had no idea that was a real place in Venezuela.
No. What? You are. You're bonkers. You're crazy. You're.
Madagascar?
No, Madagascar. That's not his guess. He's just thinking. You are crazy. You're bonkers. You're Jacobs. You're Jacobs. You.
Krakatoa. Krakatoa. The volcano is the capital of Venezuela. There's a big volcano, and they've just got.
Jacobs cream.
Crackers.
Caracas. All right, Jimmy is saying Caracas for the answer. Let's find out what Finn says.
I had nothing there. Let's see what Finn's got.
What is the capital of Venezuela?
Mallorca.
Mallorca? Yeah, oh, sadly, Mallorca. That's a no, but Caracas...
What a fool.
...is a point for Jimmy Carr.
I'm smarter than
five.
Even right. Stevens, four each.
You've come back now, this is good. All
yeah,
right.
Well done me, I really knew that one.
Okay. Here we go, question number seven.
Okay.
What is the biggest number in the whole world?
Oh, okay. It's a Graham's number, isn't it?
What?
It's a Graham's number.
A Graham's
Who's number? Graham?
It's called a Graham, he's a mathematician, I think, from someplace posh.
Really?
Yeah, there's a number called a Graham. We'll have to get someone to text it to verify.
Is that true?
Yeah, there's the biggest number. It's like sort of larger than infinity. It's a mathematical nonsense thing. I don't know.
Graham's number?
I don't know how I know that. It's like one of those. I probably saw it on QI or something, but it's a Graham's number is the largest number.
Wow.
I've never heard of that.
Me
and
neither.
Therefore, it's inadmissible.
All right, well.
Sorry, if you've not heard of it, it's inadmissible. I'm amazed we got the Venezuela country.
I was good at geography.
Okay, let's see what Finn has to say.
What is the biggest number in the whole world?
A billion trillion, of course.
What's he saying?
A billion trillion.
A billion trillion.
A billion trillion.
A billion trillion.
Of course.
I'm going to give that to Finn.
No, really?
Yeah. You're
gonna, how does that work?
Because
no, I need Alan to get off his arse and stop listening to the show and find out if the answer that Jimmy gave
oh, I'm not smarter than
makes
a
any sense.
I'm going to give that to Finn, because I've heard of a billion trillion.
Yeah. So Jimmy says Golden Graham's. What is it?
Graham's number,
Graham's
think.
Number.
No one's ever heard of that.
Oh, well, maybe I made it up.
What? And Finn said...
Mallorca.
No.
A billion trillion.
A billion trillion. All right, what have you got? Alan, show me. Graham's number, named after Ronald Graham, is a large number that is an upper bound on the solution to a certain problem in Ramsey theory.
Oh, yeah, okay. That sounds about right. Ramsey Street, from Neighbours.
But it's not saying it's the biggest
number,
is it?
Yeah, I'm not having it.
Just a big number.
A big number, yeah.
The last 10 digits of Graham's number are 24641953 87, in case anybody is making notes. Do you know what? We'll give it to Finn.
Yeah.
All right, so that's the point.
Billion trillion.
Another one. Five. Come on, Jimmy Carr, you're embarrassing yourself.
Okay.
Is Mrs. Jimmy Carr listening this morning?
I imagine she's left me already.
Yeah, I think so.
After the Venezuela debacle.
Yeah. Mm. All right, question number seven. Question number eight.
Right. Who is the new president of the United States of America?
John McCain.
No.
Oh, is it Barack Obama?
Yeah.
It was in the news this week. Did you see? Like, there was
It was in the news this week.
Yeah,
it was quite a big deal. They made him president.
Mm. Was it?
Barack Obama, yeah.
It's like 2,000 people turned out to the
2 million people turned up.
Well, something, yeah. That's what I said, yeah.
One of the Graham numbers.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's good, I liked it.
That's good.
I love a show.
Finn says...
Barack Obama.
Can't give him that.
No,
he can't sing a song.
That's
about
close,
that.
Though, isn't
he? He's getting a point for that.
No, it's a point to Jimmy, and not a point for Finn.
Oh, you're very
it's
hard.
Not Barack Banana. I'm sorry.
No.
Barack Banana.
Barack. No.
Listen
Finn.
To these people, Chris. They want to make the exams easier every year and still give everyone an A. Well, it can't
Finn.
Be that way, I'm afraid.
I'm sorry, but who is the President of the United States of America?
Barack Obama.
He gets it right.
Chris.
No,
he gets it right.
maybe you should get a point, because that is how Barack Obama signed himself in, isn't
well,
it?
That's exactly. That's why I had to do it
when
again.
He made the statement with Barack Obama. Who?
Points of Finn.
Yes, my name is Barack Banana. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
You can have a point too, though.
All right.
Okay, so where are we now on points?
We are 6-5 in favour of Finn.
Okay, so you really need to step it up a gear, Jimmy Carr. Here we go.
Okay.
Question 9.
Right. How old is Comedy Dave?
He's about 45.
I'll give him a point for that. That's fine.
No, I would say you're maybe 38.
That's not your final answer, though, is it, Jimmy?
38?
What, but the years haven't been kind?
38?
36? 33? 48? 49?
48?
Just say 34.
What are you on about? 27.
What?
27.
Where did you grow up?
No points to you.
Were you in... What's going on?
No points.
What? But seriously, though, what's happened to your face?
What does Fintan say?
What has happened to your face, Dave?
Are you... No wonder you work in radio.
Come on. How old is Comedy Dave?
34.
Never! That's a chance, you little cheat!
He did say it, to be fair. And when we asked him to... when we did it with Abby Clancy and I asked how old you were, he did say 34 again.
Hang on, but how...
I'm 24, as everybody knows.
Why are you saying not a chance? Because he's out by 6 years.
Oh, right. You're 27, sorry.
7 years.
Okay, well, looks like you are going to get beaten by a fiver. Let's go for the last question from Mr. Jimmy Carr.
What's the name of the very cool green alien in Space Pirates?
Space Pirates.
Yeah.
Mm. What is he? What's he called in the show? What do his friends call him? We call him.
What's
Steve.
The name of the very Steve-o. Cool green alien?
Yeah,
in
Steve-o.
Space Pirates.
Steve Zane Lowe. Is it?
Do you want me to help you?
Are they a band?
Do you want me to help you?
Yeah, help me.
Okay. A part of a car.
Okay.
The last bit of a part of a car.
The last bit of a part of a.
The last bit of the car you'll see. From the back.
Eggs.
Oh, okay.
Yep, got it. Come on, they're great clues.
Yeah, they're good clues.
Eggs.
Orst.
Eggs.
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 Zort.
Zorst. Zorst.
Zorst.
Zorst.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, Zorst.
Zorst.
Yeah, I'm saying Zorst.
Right, okay, good.
What's the name of the very cool green alien in Space Pirates?
Finn?
Zorst, of course.
Well, you should lose a couple of points for that. That's disgusting.
Okay, can you finish?
What are you feeding him?
Beans.
He's very excitable.
It's very bilious.
Right, so there you go.
Finn, how do you think you've done?
Excellent.
Do you think you've beaten Jimmy Carr?
Yeah.
Well, the scores are, Dave?
Jimmy's got 6, but Finn has got 7.
Yeah! Nicole!
What up, Finn?
Wait, what about some...
5.
No!
Whereabouts do you live? Where's, I just might call round and have a bit of a word, that's all.
Yeah, okay.
Have a little chat with Finn.
Hey, you can have a word with him now if you want to, Jimmy.
Thank you, Jimmy, for playing the game. Bye-bye, Jimmy Carr-la-dee-da.
I love that.
Do you know, it was just before bed and he was a bit excitable.
It was just before bed because the next clip we have is him saying...
Can I go to bed now, please?
Oh, not only is he kicked my ass, he's going, yeah, I want to go to bed now.
We're up till midnight.
Bye-bye, Jimmy Carr-la-dee-da.
That's what I want everybody in Peterborough tomorrow night to say to Jimmy when he finally leaves the stage.
Bye-bye, Jimmy Carr-la-dee-da.
I don't think they'll be able to string that together in Peterborough.
I think somebody will say that to you. When they wait for you to get an autograph, there'll be a fat fella in a T-shirt, which is way too small for him, right? And very, very high haircut. And as he gets the autograph, he'll look at you and go, oh, by the way.
Bye-bye, Jimmy Carr-la-dee-da.
Adorable.
Yeah, and you'll have him thrown out by security. Mm. Graham's number is a number. Jimmy was right, says Ali in Oxford at college.
Yeah, quite a few people are texting that in it.
Saying Graham's number's 07714.
It's one of those random facts with no basis. Mm. I've got nothing else. I've just got that.
Well, then in that case, that would mean that it would be a draw.
How?
Because he would have got a point behind. For that, you idiot.
Yeah, but he didn't, did he?
Yeah, but no, but I'm saying, if he was right...
But once it's passed, that's it, it's gone. You know, they don't award goals after they've been disallowed, do they?
And to be fair, the question was, what's the biggest number in the world?
Yeah. That we've heard
Graham's
of.
The number isn't the biggest number in the world, it's just a number, I think.
So Finn wins.
Bye-bye, Jimmy Carr, la-dee-da!
There's nothing, look, there's nothing. You are dead inside. There's just nothing there. How could you not think that's cute?
Thank you, Jimmy, for playing the game.
Oh, what do you want to do? I want you to
grow up.
I want you to imagine a small child the size of Vern Troyer, right, in rags, with their hands out like Oliver, right, looking up at you with their little tiny eyes, and they're looking at you, and they're going,
"Thank you, Jimmy, for playing the game. Bye, bye, Jimmy Carr, la di da."
Yeah, I'm just thinking. Mallorca is not the capital of anyone.
does that not make you melt a little bit? Does that not make you go, "Oh, bless"?
Not really. I just think he's got to, you know, I just think if he spent a little bit more time in school, he would know these things.
Right, okay.
You know, it's not my business.
Could I go to bed now, please?
Oh. When you finish cleaning the chimney.
Five. No is the answer. Right, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jimmy Carr, thank you. We're not going to kick you out. We're not going to kick you out, though. I just want to say well done for doing that.
Very good. Oh, yeah, let's go to the disco. Yeah. Yeah, it's just guys dancing together. What's the matter with that? Come on.
I can't wait to your show tonight. Right, it's time for Dave's Tedious Link. Dave's Tedious Link. Yesterday's Groove Armada at the River.
An armada is what Spanish sailors used to discover much of the world. The World Is Not Enough was the title of a James Bond film starring Pierce Brosnan, who I once stood next to in a pub in London. London is the capital of England and the place where the royal family spend most of their time. Time differs by many hours from place to place around the world to ensure that it's light in the daytime and dark in the nighttime as the Earth rotates in space. If you swap the first vowel of space for an I, you get spice, which is what you'd certainly find in Indian food. India is a massive country and somewhere that is traditionally very good at cricket. The cricket captain of England is now Andrew Strauss, who has taken over after the resignation of Kevin Peterson, who's married to Jessica Taylor from Liberty X, who's now doing Dancing on Ice, which is hosted by Holly Willoughby, and Philip Schofield, who also hosts This Morning with Fern Britton. Fern Britton shares the same surname as Benjamin Britten, who was a classical music star from the olden days around the same sort of time as Mozart, Igor Stravinsky, and of course Beethoven. Beethoven was also the name of a popular movie about a massive dog which was filmed and produced in Hollywood, America, and Hollywood, America is the city that is home to the band Jane's Addiction, which links to Jane's Addiction just because.
Dave, it's Richard Ashcroft. That Tedious Link was fabulous.
Thank you, Richard.
Dave, it's Gary from Take That Ear, and that Tedious Link was superb.
Thank you, Mr. B.
Dave, this is Tom from McFly, and that Tedious Link was absolutely rubbish.
Thank you, Tom.
Dave, it's Les Dennis. That Tedious Link was fantastic.
Thank you, Les.
Dave, it's Jimmy Carr. That Tedious Link was, well, it was pretty bad, wasn't it? Even by your standards. That is bad.
That's why you were dancing.
Oh, do you know what a very good point he was, wasn't he?
I love that. A bit of Jane's Addiction on the radio. You don't hear that, no?
Dave, it's Jimmy Carr. That Tedious
why
Link
am I talking
was
over
amazing.
Me? I like the way amazing could mean two things there.
Yeah. Brilliant.
That's like me being an unbelievable actor.
Yeah, that is amazing. Dave, well done. Nice choice, Jane's Addiction, just because tonight at 7 o'clock on Radio 1. The DJ on the air will be DJ JC, the Jimmy Carr.
Yeah, it's actually, I don't want to be kind of, you know, off about it, but it's J to the C. Actually,
sorry.
Yeah.
Wouldn't DJ, it be, technically, J wouldn't it be J to the R?
J to the R, yeah. If you like. I don't
J
know.
J to the R with the Imi Carr in the middle.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
It's quite fun, though, taking over from Zane Lowe. It's kind of like, it's a proper... I've got to be more excited about playing records, I think.
Okay.
Because normally I would just stick a record on and not be massively overexcited, but Zane Lowe seems to have this thing of kind of... He couldn't be more excited about it.
Would you be having echo on your voice? Let's see what that sounds like.
Echo on my voice? Mm. What is that? Is there echo on that? I can't hear anything. Is there?
Yeah, a bit.
Oh, yeah, a little bit, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a new one by U2. I'm going to have to make things up as well, because normally Radio 1, a lot of exclusives...
Right.
Like people know stuff. They go, "Oh, headlining Glastonbury this year. It's going to be, you know, we're announcing that later on. It's going to be a big site." I'm just going to have to make things up because I haven't got anything exclusive.
Right.
But I think that's okay, isn't it?
Yeah.
You can just
make things up. It's fine.
Sure. So, Jane's Addiction,
Jane's Addiction.
Yeah, make something up about Jane's Addiction.
They're headlining the Pyramid Stage in Glastonbury this year. There you go.
Right.
Done.
Okay.
They, the lead singer is going out with Madame Gaga or Lala.
Madame Gaga Lala.
Madame Gaga Lala. Brilliant. He's going out with her, and they're actually, he's Katy Perry's dad.
Wow.
Because he's called Perry Farrell, yeah. And he didn't give his last name, he gave his first name.
He's really Farrell Perry.
I've got Jimmy's track list for tonight in front of me.
Have you?
I don't want to ruin any surprises. Did you do this yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I did it with a little bit of help from my little brother.
Did you?
Because my little brother, he plays in bands and things, so he sends me loads of little mixtapes, he goes, listen to this, it's really good. So I listen to quite a lot of it and kind of like it, but I don't know what the name of anything is. So I had to go back to him and go, that one? The one with the thing that goes, that? Could you tell me what that one is?
What's one which goes, never miss a beat, never miss a beat, never miss a beat, never, what's that called?
Never miss a beat.
That's the one, yeah, I like that.
It was sort of like that, yeah.
And there's some,
What are you liking? What are you liking on it? Come on.
What I'm looking at here is track 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, I just did all the K's.
Now, I was about to say, how did that... What's going on there?
I've got Kanye, Killers, Keen, Kings of Leon, Kaiser Chiefs. Well, when you go through an iPod shuffle...
Is that what you did? You did it alphabetically?
No, I just like bands beginning with K. It's like a weird sort of OCD thing. What? What's not good about any of those bands? They're brilliant.
Kanye, Killers, Keen, Kings of Leon, Kaiser Chiefs. You just go scroll through your iPod.
Yeah, I didn't even bother looking around. There's some great stuff on here.
I can't. Are you all right talking about it?
There's nothing to ruin. It's just a radio show.
So let's have a look. White Lies, you're playing.
Yeah, a little bit of that.
Do you know about the White Lies?
I don't know much about them. I've heard the song and I like it. Right, that'll do, won't it? I can just make something up about them.
It's a good record.
I'm sure that...
I'm just going to go to number one.
They played in the BBC Introducing Stage...
Before Folkface.
Just before Folkface.
I think you're right.
They warmed up for you.
Yeah.
They're very good.
Paul Simon is in there.
50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. That's such a good song.
Elton John is in there.
One of my favourite songs.
Tiny Dancer. But I think Elton John's amazing.
It's 6 minutes long, though, that is.
Yeah,
just less he's got to speak.
Actually, he needs a dump.
Yeah, you can, that's what that's for.
You can poo in peace.
Such a classy presenter. But there's some cool stuff as well. I'm not just playing old school.
T.I., Live Your Life. You like that?
I'm loving that.
Really?
Are you not loving that?
Mm.
See, which bit do you love? Do you love the Rihanna bit, or do you love the rap bit, or the whole thing?
The whole thing, but actually the rap bit. It's gone on a bit. Yeah, you got to be grateful for what you got. Yeah. Not like that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of that going on in it.
Will you be doing any of that tonight? Will you be, talking gangster tonight?
I don't think so. I think we might rely on texts.
Right.
I used to have a local tin pot radio show many years ago, and the whole thing was based around people texting in.
Right.
Because the thing with Radio 1, if you ask for a text on anything, you get 10,000, in a minute. So the idea of sort of asking people questions and to text in and make it a bit interactive. Okay. It's another thing that I quite like about.
I like your gangster talk, though. I think you should, I think you should be doing
it.
I think it's great when you do it. Because it's very funny. No offence.
Why? You know. Why is that funny?
I like the idea of 7 o'clock, Jimmy comes on and goes, hello, homies, and welcome to the show. Mm. I think that would be great.
Some Kanye, because that's how I roll.
That's exactly. Yeah.
It does feel a bit weird. I feel a bit old on Radio 1.
No, you don't.
It's such a kind of hit.
Hang on, to be fair, you are filling in for Zane Lowe. You should feel young.
Yeah, how old's Zane Lowe?
Older than you. Just
someone told me how old Tim Westwood was the other day.
Yes, Westwood is 24 now. He's getting old.
Someone told me he was 52. Is that true?
No, don't be ridiculous. He's never 52.
He's 10 years older than Dave. Yeah.
I think he's 52. He's the oldest man in the world.
He's
remained. It doesn't matter how old he is, because he's remained young through playing the cool tunes.
That's right.
And talking nonsense.
Do you need any tips or jokes from Aled for tonight's show?
Do you need any tips? No, I'll be absolutely fine. We're going to try and do it quite well.
Aled has his own show at the moment, so...
I've heard your show on a Sunday night, because when I drive back from gigs... I often have the radio on. I've had your show on.
Have you needed to call ever? Any STIs or rashes? Anything you need help with?
No, I presume. I like to refer to that rash as goosebumps.
Fair enough. Lovely, a lot of people do.
Lovely goosebumps.
Mm. Southerly goosebumps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Was she attractive? Yeah, she gave me goosebumps. And they've stayed. That's how attractive she was. They've stayed and grown and spread.
Do you think it's a great guest show, for the surgery for you?
He'd be a great guest on the surgery.
I don't think it's quite harsh enough, though. You're so nice. When people phone in with problems, you always kind of go, oh, well, you've really got to see a doctor and you've got to just go and talk to someone about that. And terrible. I think some people, you just got to go, look, you've got to grow up, haven't you? You think? Just be a bit more harsh. Yes, you're going to lose some listeners.
Right.
I don't think he would. I think he would gain.
So if someone calls in saying, might need to go on a diet or something.
You might need to go on a diet. Yeah, you would say, well, are you a blubbernaut or a fatty boom batty? Which one are you? No. Which one of the two? Are you a chunky monkey wobble slob? You would ask them. And they would say, well, actually, I'm a blubbernaut. And you go, no, you don't need to diet. You just need a bit of exercise.
Okay.
If they say I'm a fatty boom batty, you say you need... Don't even bother going on a diet. They'd be like throwing a deck chair off the Titanic.
I would like to hear that. I would like to hear very moral Allard. High moral Allard on the surgery. Hi, I've been going out with my boyfriend for only about kind of like 4 months, and I found out the other day I'm pregnant. I'd love to hear you go, you silly cow! what did you do that for?
Yeah. Maybe she should do the surgery.
Maybe that should be the, like, you shouldn't even turn up 1 week, and the whole thing should just be you going, what'd you do that for? You're an idiot.
The Jerry Springer edition.
Yeah, just be really harsh. There's a radio show that Chris and I have listened to in America called Love Lines, which is basically that. It's like the surgery, but the harshest guys you've ever heard in your life. And the guy's a doctor, and he's just like telling these people, well, you've got a lot of growing up to do.
Imagine the surgery with Chappers and Dave.
We've done it.
Well, they've done it, yeah.
Yeah, but you didn't do it properly.
Yeah, we did.
Charity one, wasn't
it? Imagine Chappers at his most moody, hosting the surgery.
Right.
Or me on first thing on the Monday morning.
Be like that.
Yeah.
Not a massive amount of compassion. But
so, Jimmy, no, you don't need any tips for tonight, then you're fine.
Well, no, I mean, I'm loving that. Maybe we can steal some of your thunder and get people to phone in with problems and just sort them out.
A surgery section.
Yeah, a little surgery section. If you've got a problem, text us. What could possibly go wrong? I always wonder that, though, when people phone a radio station or they write to a magazine, to an agony aunt, you just think, was there no one? Is that really the most efficient way of dealing with a problem?
Do you know what? Sometimes
I think I might be 4 months pregnant. I'm not sure what to do. I'll write to a magazine.
CGP.
Sure they'll get back to me next month.
Jimmy, you'd be amazed. Sometimes it's easier to talk to a stranger than it is a friend or family.
Yeah. When people call you a stranger, I think they're saying it in a different way.
Yeah. Like, don't talk to strangers.
That bloke's really strange.
We get about 3,000 texts. Sometimes.
But the thing is, Allard, you're so popular. I worry that people kind of might go out and get themselves pregnant just so they can phone up and talk to you.
Yeah, I want to get myself on the radio. What are you going to do? I'm going to shoot for an STI. They're doing a special. It's going to be amazing.
We've got a puberty special coming up in a couple of weeks.
Well, you're too old for that.
Yeah, we're past that.
You can't remember that.
Don't worry about the hair. It's natural.
What's a puberty? Is it seriously a puberty special?
It's one of the most...
Surely the only advice you can give is sit back and relax. There's really not a lot you can do about it.
When you're that age, when you're going through puberty...
That hair's going to grow with you like, oh, no, trust me, it's normal.
No, I'm with you. I think puberty is a very difficult thing.
Stage of
life. I had a pizza delivered the other day. I thought the guy's face was a special promotion.
Oh, stop it.
This is why you don't do the surgery.
I think I'd be can I be a guest on it 1 week? I'd love to do that.
Absolutely.
It's a great show, though. What time is it? It's the right time on a Sunday night that you're sort of... I remember sort of Sunday nights when I was a student, you'd kind of be revising or there'd be a test or there'd be something the next day and you got a bit of radio on. So it's that sort of thing of you're kind of listening and no matter how much revision you've got to do, you go, well, at least I haven't got that to deal with.
It's 10 o'clock till midnight, Sunday night.
Well done you.
That was an excellent promotional feature.
Yeah.
See how that happened.
I can't wait till Jimmy combines the surgery and his new music show tonight. So
I'll listen.
Okay, we've got to... Sarah on the line. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Jimmy. I've got this terrible rash, and I really don't think it was a good idea sleeping with that fella from work Friday night. Can you play me MGMT, please?
Yeah, sure. No worries. Keep scratching.
Yeah, I know. It's goose pimples, all right?
It's goosebumps.
All right, so Jimmy is on tonight. Are you going to hang around for a little bit? You're not rushing off, are you?
Of course I'm going to hang around, yeah. Well, okay. I've got nowhere better to be. That's fun.
Exactly.
National Radio 1. Can't believe our luck.
And Allard is now going to get Jimmy signed up for the surgery for Sunday night. Rachel!
Coming up today on Radio 1 at 10, it's Sarah Copt. She's got an Alan Carr takeover from 12 today. See what they've done there. Edith's here at 1, Scott's at 4, and at 7, it's Jimmy Carr with the last takeover before Zane's back. And between 9 and 10...
Is Zane coming back?
On Monday.
Oh, well, that's a disappointment for everyone. You could have broken that more gently. Seriously, he's coming back. I thought we'd lost his job. I had no idea, I'm sorry.
It's just
we're not allowed to talk about that.
Sadly, it's just a holiday.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, he's back.
Has he gone walkabout? Well, yeah.
To be fair, what time are you on?
He's gone to whoop-whoop.
7 till 9 you're on?
Yeah, 7 till 9.
It depends on how that first hour goes. He might be back at 8 tonight.
Thank you.
Yo. It's Lily Allen and The Fear. Hello, it's Jimmy Carr here. So, here we are on Radio 1.
That's what it's going to be like tonight.
Mm. I don't know what that does for her credibility, but I really like that record. I think it's amazing.
Everyone does.
Yeah.
It's okay. A great, great song.
It's good,
really
isn't
good.
It?
Yeah, mm. Called The Fear.
You're right.
It's a brilliant song, that.
You are right.
It's good when people come back, like, the second album and do something better.
Yeah.
I mean, it just makes you think, oh, the world's all right, isn't it? Mm. Good.
And people love Lily Allen again, which is nice.
Yeah, it's gone well.
Yeah, it's nice. God love her.
What are we up to? We're still doing a radio show?
Yeah, we're still on.
All right, no, go on. Yeah. Go on.
Jimmy's on tonight at 7 o'clock. Don't forget, by the way, if you want a good book, The Naked Jape, which is Jimmy's book. You know, Dominic, that incorporates 400 of the best gags ever told.
Get out of town.
400 in one book.
In one book.
Do you know, I don't think I've met like 3 people that have read it. Most people have it in a downstairs loo. And then it's a very unpleasant thing, because it's got a joke on the bottom of every page, that book. So if you have it, like, in a downstairs loo, sort of people come back and sort of think, oh, here's one for you, and you go, have you just been for a poo? And they go, yeah.
Doesn't it tell, like, the history of jokes as well?
It's like the history and psychology and stuff. It's all very grown up.
Mm. Tom's got it in his loo.
Has he?
Yeah, my husband's got it in his loo. Yeah.
In his loo?
Mm. He's got his own loo, he's in the army.
That's nice, yeah.
They don't live together.
They don't live together?
No. They live 200 miles apart. It's to preserve their marriage for prosperity and afterwards.
Oh, I had no idea you lived 200 miles away. I would have propositioned you if I'd known. I didn't realise that was an option.
Yeah, he lives in Yorkshire and I'm down here. We see each other at weekend.
And when you play Harrogate, you can proposition him, because that's where he is.
Mm. Yeah. Sorry, he lives in Yorkshire. And what's he told
Harrogate.
You? Why has he told you he lives somewhere else?
No,
why has he told you, though? Why has he told you he lives up there? what's the story? Go on. No, because I collect interesting stories. Go on, why has he told you?
No, we met down in London, out with friends, and that's how we met. But he lives in Yorkshire, because he's at Catterick, in the Queen's Royal Lancers.
And they're that's based what he's
in
told
Catterick.
You?
Yeah.
Oh, right, and that's where his other family lives, and he's got kids and commitments during the week. He comes down the weekend, he tells them that he's in a special London army at the weekend. I've got London army. Sorry, love.
Yeah, of course he does. That is the basic story.
Yeah, fine, don't worry about that.
I'm fine with sharing, I'm good. Good with that.
I thought his location was a secret. I thought you told me off for saying that he lived up there once.
Yeah, you did. You told David.
We've talked about it so much now.
No, Harrogate is actually, Harrogate's no longer a secret. That's out in the open. There is a town called Harrogate.
It's because he's not there. He lives in Peterborough.
Yeah. Right, okay.
And he has a house that he rents in Harrogate. Mm. He goes up at the weekend, puts a few pictures out, and then she comes up and goes, how are you, darling? He goes, a bit tired from all that army business. Right, and that's it.
Yeah. I think the reason you're not allowed to mention it is because his wife listens to the show.
Yeah, he's really a civil.
She often goes, oh, my husband lives in Harrogate, and sometimes he comes to London at the weekend. That's weird.
He's called Tom as well.
Well, we're going to come and see you in Harrogate. I'm so pleased that you're doing Harrogate.
Oh, right. I think his wife might come as well, so he's a bit...
Oh, really? Yeah. That could be awkward,
it's going to be awkward, yeah.
Get three
She's
tickets.
She's going to Peterborough. I've got to keep up. I did enjoy the show when I went to see you in London just before Christmas. It was very funny.
Yeah, it was nice to see you, man. Thanks for coming along.
Yeah, well, you're more than welcome. It was great. It was tickets for free.
Yeah, I can't believe your luck.
We had great seats. And I thought I was going to be late because of traffic.
Yeah.
And as I pulled up to the side of the theatre, Jimmy was at the stage door going, come on.
Perfect.
I've got to go in a minute.
That was cool in Leeds, wasn't it, when we came to see you in Leeds and we were having a chat with you in the interval and then you went back on and did some more comedy and stuff. That was brilliant.
That was when Chris came on and did
it. Yes, that's right, yeah.
That was fun. Mm. You should do that again.
Okay, I will.
In Manchester.
Let's have a look. Where are you going to be?
Do you need music in your set, Jimmy, at all? Because Dave and I are in a band called Folk Face and...
You're in a band called what's right?
Folk Face.
Yeah, it's time for the news.
Time for the news. Okay. Now. Sadly, we don't have time to talk about that.
We can talk off air.
You don't need any music.
Is the main big story about Folk Face?
No big story is about Folk Face.
Digital FM. Online. This is Radio 1.
If there was no news in the world, it still wouldn't be an unfinally story. Right. We've got Cheggers Pop Quiz coming up, which I know Jimmy's very excited to be part of.
Loving your work.
Yeah, and we'll play the Ting Tings in a minute. It's 9:36.
The Home Secretary gets a grinning from Newsbeat listeners.
And Spurs scrape into the Carling Cup final.
9:40 now.
Thank you. Kiefer Sutherland's on the show tomorrow.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. That's good. Have you seen that 24, they did a movie, the South African, like, movie?
The 24 Redemption thing?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I heard it wasn't worth watching. So I've just gone straight into the new series.
Okay, no, fine.
Yeah.
Thanks anyway.
That's how I roll. So Kiva Sutherland will be on the show tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Jimmy Carr won't be here.
No, sir. There's a logical explanation for this. It's just something you're not seeing.
That's right. Ooh. I think we should give him some throat lozenges, because in every episode of 24, he always has he's one cough away from losing it completely.
Right, so information is classified.
I like Jack Bauer's voice.
You'll be a mess tomorrow. You'll be embarrassing.
It's not Kiefer. It's Jack Bauer I like.
It does something to you, doesn't it?
They look alike, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do, but it's...
They're like twins.
But Kiefer, I think...
I will be a bit excited.
Kiefer drinks more than Jack Bauer in real life.
I probably will get a little bit flustered tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. Why are you not flustered today?
I've met you loads of times.
Yeah, whatever. I'm
staying calm today. Oop. See, I've just threw my script on the floor.
Jack Bauer, why is Rachel not getting giddy about Jimmy?
There's a logical explanation for this.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something you're not seeing.
That's right. It's something you're not seeing.
Oh, well, I'll remedy that then, shall I?
Check this out.
What a show that would be. Tonight, Jimmy's on at 7 o'clock. Please tune in. It's Jimmy and his mate and a big pile of records. That's
We got nothing, ladies and gentlemen. Please tune in.
The Wombats had Paul McCartney phone in last night. You've got anything like that?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. There you go.
5 years on the morning show and we're still going strong. We've had some things that work quite well and some that went quite wrong. Back again and gonna stay every single morning. Breakfast shows around the world. You have had your warning.
I'll do some jingles for you tonight if you want.
Yeah, no, we need some jingles. I'll just sing the jingles, that'll be fine.
Okay.
Jimmy Carr Show. International Radio.
There's a logical explanation for this. It's just something you're not seeing.
So excited about Kiefer Sutherland tomorrow, Dave.
He will be brilliant.
I've got to ask him if he's a Call of Duty fan and if he does actually play on Xbox Live, and if so, I'm going to get his gamer tag. We can play together.
Why is that you think he's joking?
Why is that funny?
It's just, it's like having a 14-year-old boy presenting a radio show going, Kiefer Sutherland's coming in. No, I wonder, can he really do things?
Yeah,
can he really do stuff in 48 hours?
No, because Kiefer Sutherland is one of the voices on Call of Duty 5.
You think?
No, I'm almost certain it's him.
Yeah, he is.
And so I want to ask him, why did he do it? Is it because he's a fan of the game and therefore he did it? If he's a fan of the game, that means he plays. If he plays, chances are he plays online. If he plays online, then he's got a gamer tag. We could swap gamer tags. We could play together. It could be me and my mate Martin, right, and Danny. We can all play with Kiefer Sutherland, Call of Duty 5. Mm. And then we'd be playing him, and it would be his voice.
Sorry, like every dad driving a car now, I'm going, yes, quiet in the back, all right.
No.
You're so excited. You've got a new friend.
Because you're so old. You're not into Call of Duty 5.
No, I'm old school. I'm Call of Duty 4.
Mm.
Right, Call of Duty 5.
This is the one where... Are you a sniper? Is it that one?
You can be a sniper if you wish.
That mate, I played one of those, and it just made me so tense and nervous. I was pretty bad at it.
All right, don't cry.
But I became like, you know, I became like a killing machine.
Dogs coming right at us! Nice work, Marines! Scratch one up for us!
Kiefer Sutherland.
I don't like dogs.
Do you know what? They are dogs, by the way.
I don't like dogs.
Because when you get a certain amount of kills, you get to release the dogs, and you get to release a pack of dogs, and they go after the people you're fighting. It's well wicked, Alan. You got to play.
But they're evil dogs.
Yeah,
they're not like poodles.
I don't like the dogs.
Are they like Doberman sort of dogs?
They go for you.
Yeah, they do. So what you're going to do is you've either got to stab them or shoot them.
Good.
It's a game, Carrie. It's not real. She went, oh, I can't believe you're killing animated dogs that aren't...
Oh, I think she probably recognises this anecdote from her husband. It's probably one of the stories he told her about the war. That
dogs coming right at us!
all right, let's play the game.
You're going to love this game. Yeah, quality.
It's a pop quiz. It's a pop quiz. Hosted by Keith Chegwin. It's a pop quiz. And it's hosted by me. Pop quiz.
What?
You're welcome to Jagger's Pop Quiz on International Radio 1. It's a pop quiz, and it's hosted by me, Jagger's, which is why we call it Jagger's Pop Quiz.
Yeah, you see?
Is there a game or just a theme tune? I'm loving the theme
tune.
Well,
hey!
Just the theme tune's enough if the game doesn't work.
All right.
Well, many people have said that already.
You all right, Jagger's?
Hey, Chris.
Yo.
I'm stuck on a crossword, and I'm wondering if you can help me at all.
Yeah, sure. Have you got it there with you?
Yeah, it's 9 down, and the clue is a postman will have a lot of these in his sack.
Letters.
How many letters? No. Ooh, wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Seven letters.
Right.
P something. RC something. LS.
P something. RC something. LS. Parcels.
Oh, yeah! Parcels! Way!
There you go, Jagger's.
Oh, thanks, Chris. I've been stuck on that for 3 days now.
3 days?
Oh, I feel like a massive weight has been lifted off my shoulders.
Right, okay. Well, I'm here to help. But, I don't know if you've ever met Jimmy Carr. Jimmy's here. Have you ever met Jagger's?
I've never met Jagger's, no.
Oh, well, you can say hello to Jagger's.
Oh, hello, Jagger's.
Chris?
Yeah?
Have you ever been to Lithuania?
Right, he's obviously not interested. No, I've never been to Lithuania.
Nor me.
Right, as I was saying, Cheggers, Jimmy Carr is here. I don't know if you've heard of Jimmy Carr.
Come on, let's get cracking.
Oh, okay. Got dissed by Cheggers.
That's pretty bad.
Line one, what's your name? Where do you come from?
Hello, it's Caroline from Glasgow.
Hooray! Hooray!
Hooray as well. No. Sorry, I was late on that.
Caroline, you're the new winner of Cheggers Pop Quiz. You're the reigning champion.
Oh, I know. We'll see how we do today.
Have you ever been to see Jimmy Carr live?
No, but I'm wanting to go in March. He's coming up for the Not comedy me. Festival. So.
She's right, you know.
What?
I'm going to Glasgow. I see it as missionary work.
Right.
Good luck.
Well, make sure you go, okay? Okay, great.
Okay, yeah.
Sorry.
Let's find out who you're playing against. Line two, what's your name? Where do you come from?
Hello, my name's Hayley and I'm from Mansfield.
Yay! Hayley, have you ever seen Jimmy Carr live?
I haven't, no.
Nor me.
Right, okay. Never mind. Well, you know, you can always...
Well, come on, Caroline.
What do you do, Hayley?
I'm a housewife.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah.
You got kids?
I have two.
Two, boy and a girl?
Two girls.
Okay, one of them is called Leslie, and the other one called Agnetha.
Not quite, no.
Right, okay.
Very close.
Right. Nor me.
Not you, Cheggers. What are they called?
The eldest is Jessica, and my youngest is Rebecca.
Jessica and Rebecca.
Yeah.
Nice. There's no point in telling Jimmy Carr because he's dead inside, as we know. Nothing.
Yeah, he sounds it.
Yeah, he is. He's not into, you know.
The children.
Yeah.
I don't care how old they are, even, because I know I'm not smarter than them.
Last time he was round at mine, Hayley, and this is true, our friend Vicky was there with her daughter, and her daughter wanted to kiss Jimmy. And Vicky was going, I'm really sorry. Like, oh, my gosh, she's obviously really warm to you. She wants to give you a kiss. And Jimmy went, oh, that's nice, and offered her his cheek.
Well, that seems reasonable, doesn't it?
And then when he left, he did shake her hand and said, lovely to meet you. Good luck with growing up. Mm. You know, and I didn't think it was that.
He's 18 months, isn't he?
Yeah, just a little bit.
I said, anyway. Good luck. What do you want?
Hayley, good luck with the quiz.
Thank you.
Okay, so, Caroline, you get to...
Chris,
yeah.
Why don't you run through today's categories for our first caller to select?
I'm about to do that. Today's categories, Caroline, for you to choose are Knobs and Knockers, Steve Brookstein, The Real Story, Dogs with Jobs, Celebrity Trumps, or Jerk Chicken.
It's got to be Knobs and Knockers.
Mm. Knobs and Knockers, all right, let me get those questions.
Load that in.
Yep, I've got them. Mm. All right, let's play.
Okay, ready, steady, pop quiz! Jagger's Pop
Quiz! Question number one. Whose catchphrase is, it's Chico time?
Way,
Caroline?
It's Chico from X Factor.
True. Well done. Question number two, true or false? Beyonce Knowles has a secret brother that she stays
with. Way!
Yes, Hayley?
False.
It is false. It's not Nick Knowles. Question number three. Please tell me, who is this?
Hey.
Yes, Hayley?
It's Coldplay.
No, hang on. Was that Hayley? Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, well done. It was Coldplay. Yeah, well done. Question number four. Pick the odd one out of this list. Mark. Howard. Jason, Gary, Claire from Steps.
Way!
Oh. I'm going to go Caroline.
It's clear from state.
Is the right answer. Question five. If you combine a cheese-eating European country with Rio's surname, which Scottish band do you get? It's a cheese-eating European country.
Wait.
Yes, Hayley.
Caroline's
not. Oh, wait, Caroline.
It's Franz Ferdinand.
Franz Ferdinand is the right answer. Come on, Jimmy. Question number six. Who is shorter, Kelly Jones or Ronnie Corbett?
Wait.
Yes, Caroline.
It's Ronnie Corbett.
Is right. The Saturdays are named after their favourite day of the week, but how many weeks are there in a standard leap year?
Wait.
Yes, Hayley.
This is me.
Wait, oh, hang on, sorry. Sorry, Caroline.
Is there 51 in a leap year?
51 weeks. There are 51 weeks in a standard leap year. No, there are 52. Thicko. Question number eight. Who is this?
Hey.
Yes, hey.
Oh, I forgot.
Brilliant.
Is that it?
It's Razor Light America, anybody?
Wait, Razor Light America.
Yes, Caroline?
It's Razor Light America.
Is our answer, that's right, yeah. Well. Question nine. Chris Martin has two first names, like a lot of hairdressers. But can you name a singer who has no hair?
Way.
Yes, Way, Caroline?
Right said Fred.
Right said Fred? Oh, I'll
yeah,
give you right
why
said
not?
Fred. Question number ten. Can you tell me the missing words from this piece of music?
Wait.
Well, hang on, wait. Come to you and when we find out what the missing words are.
Baby, how was I supposed to know
yep.
that something wasn't right? Mm-hmm. Oh, baby, baby, yep. I shouldn't have let you go.
Yep.
Oh, my God, that's a blast in the past, that one.
Yeah, we haven't finished yet. Keep going.
I shouldn't have let you go. But now you're out of sight. Show
right.
me how yep. you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, baby.
Tell me, baby. Mm. Oh, my God, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Show me how.
Oh,
oh,
no.
That's it.
The quiz elephant has sounded, but how did they do, Chris?
Wow. Hayley, how do you think you did, Hayley?
Shockingly.
Shocking? No, come on. Yes, you're right, you were shocking.
Yeah.
You got two, and Caroline, you got seven.
Yay!
Caroline, you remain the winner of Cheggers Pop Quiz.
Fantastic.
Jimmy is speechless after this soon-to-be BAFTA-nominated game show format.
Do you know what? It's a hell of a theme tune for that quiz.
Yeah.
I will leave it there.
Do you think we should just play the theme tune and not the quiz?
I think just play the theme tune, right. And, you know, and move on.
Maybe we just play the theme tune every day and send Caroline a different prize. Have no kind of questions.
You don't win anything with this, though.
I like the last question, though. The idea that she had to sing the whole of the song.
Yeah. The missing
like
words.
But
we ran out. We did run out of time,
it.
Sadly. So, but anyway, Cheggers. Maybe if you were
or me.
Okay, fine. Doesn't matter. Right, Hayley. Thanks for playing.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
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 Caroline, back on Monday then. Okay.
Back on Monday.
Yeah, because we don't do it on a Friday because it's
course.
The golden hour as
tomorrow's
well.
Friday,
you know.
Golden hour. Woo!
Woo! Yeah, golden hour.
Well, no, I liked shampoo last week, so I'm hoping for something equally as random.
What year would you like?
Oh no, I can't tell you that because some people will go ahead and the pets will know.
Why does she always whisper, Caroline?
No.
It's almost like she's phoning from a church.
Mm.
Oh, she's in a confessional box or something.
No, I'm not. I'm in the studio.
Give us a year. What year do you want?
Let's have something from random early 90s, like 92.
Right. No. All right. Thanks for playing. Talk to you next week. Have a nice weekend.
Next week. Bye.
Bye. It's nice, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a quiz. It's going to run and run.
Hey, it's Cheggers Pop Quiz.
Sing it, Jimmy.
Cheggers Pop Quiz. It's a pop quiz. Hosted by Keith Chegwin. It's a pop quiz.
And it's hosted by me.
Pop quiz.
I'll see you the same time next time for another brilliant edition of Cheggers Pop Quiz. Only on International Wahadio WOM.
Wahadio?
Gotta love that.
Wahadio
WOM.
International Radio.
Yeah, Wahadio won. I've enjoyed today's show. Mm. It's kind of like we've just been having a very long warm-up.
It's been all right, hasn't it?
Yeah.
We've done worse shows.
Jimmy, good luck with the rest of the tour.
Well, thank you very much. And obviously, Zane Lowe's show this evening will be amazing.
Tonight, Jimmy Carr is on at 7 o'clock. For more details, jimmycarr.com is your place to stop.
Well,
there, even though there's no details about tonight's show, but there's tour dates.
I'll
be listening tonight.
Please don't, Chris.
I won't. I'm out for dinner with a mate, but I'll record it. I'll Sky Plus it. Put it on manual record, 0101.
Brilliant.
Tomorrow, Kiefer Sutherland is on. Sarah's next.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, sorry. Hi, Jimmy.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Just want to say hi, and I had two jokes from the listeners yesterday that I had to tell you on the handover today, if that's okay.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant.
Is that okay? James from Hemel Hempstead, this is his joke.
James from where?
Where's he from again? Is that one of the jokes?
Didn't Tom go out and fight there for a while? And the Hemel Hempstead.
In the mayonnaise wars.
I've had 16 yogurts this morning. Whew, I'm mullered.
Dominic's joke. He always does that.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, I miss that. Okay,
Jimmy,
well,
well, let's just have a moment's silence, shall we?
Okay. Did you get it?
Okay, next joke.
Jen in Sussex. What's big and grey and can't swim? A castle.
I was going to say Will Kinder.
Yeah, my dad.
Good. Well, that went well.
We loved it.
Jimmy, do you have a joke? Have you got any more, Sarah?
Not really.
Do you have a joke for Sarah?
No, I'm afraid those... I'm afraid those two don't qualify for a joke.
Really?
Well, can I not swap them two jokes for just a little joke of yours?
I've got nothing. I've been on tender hooks. I can't tell jokes on the radio. Because they always end up rude.
Yeah. Mm. You've got loads of clean jokes.
I got nothing, my friend.
No, actually, you don't have many clean jokes, do you? Dave, come on, help us out. Give Sarah a killer joke to start a show with.
Yeah, come
on.
I'm going to whack into the script.
Right. Put a smile on that yummy mummy's face for the next few hours.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I like the fact she made a cup yesterday with World's Best Dad written on it. Did you hear her show yesterday?
Did Sarah do
she
that?
Went and made a special cup. I listened to the show yesterday. You went to make, you know, you can go to these pottery places and make something.
The cups are already made. You can write anything in the world on them and make them completely original
and your own.
And I wrote on
World's Best Dad.
I can't believe, Jimmy, you've just ruined the surprise of what she's got me for my birthday.
You're not my father.
No, I'm not your father.
Oh, right.
That would be wrong, wouldn't it?
God.
Are you the father of one of her kids?
No.
Probably. If you have a tin of beans and you fart, you don't know what bean it was, do you?
Oi!
It's just a joke.
Don't be horrible to me just because you got your mate there.
I love you. I love you.
I love
being back at school.
Sarah, you know, I'd love to impregnate you.
Chris!
Well, that's a compliment, isn't it? Because there's loads of women here that I wouldn't bother with.
You've made a whole list of people you wouldn't bother with.
I've got the list of. Do you want me to go through it?
It's got it alphabeticalised upstairs.
No one's come out of this handover well, have they? Nobody has. Nobody goes away with their reputation intact.
Number one, Chappers. Number two, Emlyn.
Yeah, see, alphabetical.
Right. Number three, Carrie.
I've got a joke.
Go on, Ray.
This could end in
what better than what I've just delivered? Come on.
What's one of these?
It's visual, Rachel.
You can't do that on the radio.
Is it a rabbit on a motorbike?
Yay! This
is Radio 1. He looked like a lobster with a broken arm.
Wake up with Miles.
Get home with Mills.